Welcome to Murderous Roots, a podcast where murder and family meet as we explore the family tree of a killer.
Hello and welcome to Murderous Roots. I'm Zelda.
And I'm Denise.
And boy, do we have the lineup for you this year. Oh my gosh, Denise.
Yes,
share a little bit. So exciting.
We are back. We have some episodes we recorded last year that never got posted, and we cannot wait to share them with you because they are so good. So we're going to finally finish out the Jeffrey Dahmer episode, which got even better than after part one. So we're going to be re-releasing part one and then have part two coming up soon so you can listen to it all. Then we have Eileen Wuornos, you know, serial killer of men down in Florida.
And that was crazy. Oh my gosh.
And then we have somebody who's gotten a lot of good attention again in recent years, but has had a movie made about him, has been in the news many different ways, Harvey Milk. We're going to discuss his murder and learn a bit about his life.
I honestly think that's one of our best episodes, Denise. So
I know. That I don't know how we top to it. Miss.
Seriously.
And then, of course, we have some new ones that are going to be coming out. We are going to be covering John Wayne Gacy, Chicago clown killer, although he was not a clown when he killed. But
Well, I remember when John Wayne Gacy was doing his thing, and I lived in Northern Indiana at the time, so it was like right next door. So
no way. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when it came out, but it just didn't hit me the same because I was like in St. Charles, Missouri, and he's up there in Chicago, which seemed like a world away. Mm-hmm. It's really not that far apart.
No, it's really not. It's driving distance.
Yep.
So,
and then we have some others coming up. A little known person inspired by another podcast that we've worked with before in the past, and that's Cut Off Jeans. They recently mentioned something in an episode, and it really got my attention. So, we're going to cover the story of William Leslie Arnold. He apparently was a teenager who killed his parents, was put into prison, escaped, and disappeared, only to be found years later via DNA. And he was nobody had any clue about his past. Wow. And as it was, he had already died. So it's a really good story. And then there was a Jeopardy killer, Zelda.
Oh, Paul Curry. Yeah. Yeah.
It was discovered
been in the news a lot lately.
After he won or something. I don't know all the details. I can't wait until we learn it, though.
It's going to be so fun. Boy, do I have so much to share with you on that.
And then we have some others in the works that we're talking about, like Louise Pete. She was a serial killer back in the 20s and 30s. And then maybe even covering, I can't promise this quite yet, but I'm going to say it out there. If I have enough information, we'll talk about Lizzie Borden and her family history.
And, you know, there's still a lot of controversy about whether or not it wasn't really Lizzie.
So we have a lot coming your way, and we are so excited to be back, and we hope you keep listening and enjoying the ride.
Thank you so much for listening to us. And wow, if you liked our previous episodes, you are going to love our next few episodes.
Come back next week where murder and family meet. If you enjoyed our discussion on murder and family, we would love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. For more information on this episode and past episodes, as well as merchandise, just go to our website at murderousroots.com. And of course, you can also find us on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and even on TikTok. Thanks, everyone.